I haven't even looked at the agenda.
Oh, well, maybe you should.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. You said you had a gluten allergy, yet you're over there eating Chick-fil-A?
I always worry about my gluten.
That's a real first world problem. Like, I'm sorry. I think the first time I heard about, like, oh, I'm allergic to gluten, I was like, what? What does that even mean? I'm like, yeah, I'm allergic to bread. I'm like, you are going to die in the winter. You and your family line.
Back in Oregon Trail, nobody was worried about gluten.
Hell no. Hell no. They would just kill a... They were like, oh, well, son, I killed a rattlesnake. Get some bread. There we go.
I got bit.
Dead.
I died in 2 weeks. I stumped my toe, so I got to cut my foot off, you know.
You know. Medicine. And oh, here come the Indians with their bow and arrows. Ah, they got Jesse. Damn it.
Damn it, Jesse.
But no, like having a alert. You know how delicious bread is? I'm sorry if you suffer from a gluten allergy and you can't enjoy bread. Truly.
That's like me with being lactose intolerant. You know how good ice cream is?
I don't have much of a sweet tooth, but yes.
I can't do it.
I mean, you can.
I have to eat it.
You can. Yeah.
I'll be curled.
Like, how good? You better find your favorite flavor. Make sure you ain't doing nothing for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. It has to be at the end of the day. At least 9 o'clock, 9. Yeah, around that time.
I don't think I'll have some ice cream at 9 o'clock and be on the toilet at 9:15. Yes.
I am curled up in the corner crying. Thinking I might die.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Roscoe, and today I'm with the producer.
Hey.
And welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door.
I was like, should I be saying something right now?
No. I just blanked. shit. Cue the band. There we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, welcome back to Leave Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, the producer.
Hey!
No, too much energy. Too.
Oh, sorry.
Bring it down.
Hey.
You know what? I was just thinking, producer.
What's up?
So we know Echo is coming on Disney Plus.
Yes.
The whole Hawkeye, Daredevil, Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, huh. And we know Echo is an eventual host of the Phoenix Force.
Yep.
That's why that series is somewhat important.
Mm-hmm.
And also more Daredevil and Kingpin. But here's my thing. Daredevil is blonde.
Yes. Some could argue he's not blonde.
Some could argue he's not. But in the grand scheme of things, he's on paper, he's a blonde
man. By definition, yes.
Yes. And Echo is deaf. She uses sign language.
Mm-hmm.
He can't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
She can't talk to him.
Okay.
How the hell? How the hell are they going to talk? How the hell are they going to communicate?
That's a good question.
Like, he can't write. He can't. I'm pretty sure he can write things down if he tried hard enough.
He probably could listen close enough to hear her sign language. Like, I can hear that you just raised your pointer finger and your middle finger.
Does
went
Daredevil
to the
know sign language? Mm. He knows Braille.
Yeah, I would hope he knows Braille.
Hmm. These are the questions.
These are the questions.
These are the questions.
Hmm. Well, while we ponder that, what do we have on the agenda?
We got a lot. But first, what's your power for the day? Ha ha! Gotcha, bitch!
Ah, man. My power for today, I may have to pause this and edit this shit in.
yeah.
What's my power for today?
Yeah, you can't be the Watcher. You can't be Wanda. You can't be Kang.
I can't be Zordon either.
Yeah.
My power for today,
mm-hmm.
Master Splinter. Didn't he talk like that? Oh, is that Yoda?
Potato, potato. Yeah, why are you Master Splinter today?
So, as you all are my Ninja Turtles who go out here and do the podcast, I'm always behind the scenes telling you all what to do. So, yeah.
And then getting the shit beat out of you by the Shredder. The Shredder being our followers.
Yeah, to the followers, I'm always the guy you're talking to on Instagram. It's me. All right, Roscoe, what's your part for today?
Today, I am.
You are?
Hold on. Damn, hold on. I am Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing.
Why Swamp Thing?
I don't know. But
forgot to shower today?
No, I didn't forget to shower today. It was the closest thing I could get to thinking about weed. Now here's the story. Here's the story. let me clarify. Let me clarify. So, long story short, we had a guy on our staff get arrested.
Yes.
For reasons.
Recently?
Yesterday.
Now we want to hear the story.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What did you think?
A guest left their card in the book at the restaurant, and kid took the card, spent $200 at CVS,
and then spent
$100 at a gas station. What the hell are you spending $100 on at the gas station? At least 40 of that should be gas.
Have you seen gas prices? No, all of that can be gas.
Okay, he filled up two cars and shit. Oh no, but
it takes about 60 to fill up my Honda. So
shit,
if he's driving a bigger car,
no. I think it's a little Kia. I don't know. But anyway, so he's gone. He's arrested. And then I see his bag, like, on the server line. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, the cops might come back for this, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So I put the bag in the office. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I come back in the office. I'm like, the hell? And I open the bag up, just a thing of weed, and I'm like, all right, this does not need to be on the premises.
Yeah,
holy.
Let's get this off of the premises.
Yeah. So we disposed of it all right.
Is it anywhere in here?
It is not.
Allegedly.
I don't. Allegedly, it is not in here. Wink, wink. No, it's not.
Okay.
But yeah, we disposed of it. Wow. And, yeah. It was just like the office smell was dank for a little while.
I bet.
So Swamp Thing, hey.
Okay. Now it all makes sense. It all came together there.
All right. The Swamp Man smell like weed. I feel like he'd be like, dank. There we go.
Dank. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that new strand, right?
Yeah. I got that Swamp Thing.
I wouldn't.
$20. $20 a gram.
No one here condones that.
I do. I'm kidding.
Allegedly.
So anime news. Two things for today.
Okay.
First one being we finally got a somewhat release, not an exact release date, but a release window for Chainsaw Man. Is going to be early 2023.
Yeah, you were just showing me
that trailer for it. Yeah.
It's looking intense.
Like camping.
It starts out so calm and peaceful. And all hell.
Just bodies. Yeah. The coolest part, he starts it up by like pulling the little string in his ear. Turns into Chainsaw Man. He's coming to get you. But the biggest news, and I don't know how to quite feel about it yet, we've known that the Bleach final arc is getting animated.
Yes.
Okay. Guess where we're streaming?
I want to say who.
Oh.
See it right there in front of me with those big ears.
Disney Plus. Somehow,
Disney Plus
somehow got the rights to this.
Is it going to be as graphic as I know the show.
Yeah,
to be.
They ain't hot and shit
on Disney Plus.
I mean, they put the Punisher up there.
True.
They put the Punisher up there. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure there are other movies out on Disney Plus that are like just as graphic or whatever. Like,
I have Disney Plus. You have Disney Plus too, right?
Yes.
They asked me, like, I had to re-sign in because they were going to
mature rating thing. Yep.
For the mature rating thing, so maybe they were gearing up for things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
So yeah. It was the whole like that happened to me when they put Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage on Disney Plus. It made me re-sign in and sign that thing. So months ago. Uh-huh. Damn, it's been a while since you logged into Disney Plus, man. Huh?
No. I was thinking back. It's been months since I've done it, but they were just gearing up for all that was to come.
Yeah.
That we weren't aware of because when I did it, I was like, this is Disney Plus, right? Not Netflix.
Right. So, right. Okay. Yeah. Netflix, HBO. Like, you'll be watching Netflix and see, like, a random titty every now and then. HBO? Game of Thrones. Thing. Euphoria. P-Valley on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what am I watching? Like, what?
Same thing I said. This is not like the first season at all. Like, this is a completely different story they're telling now.
Hey, my friend was like, hey, you want to watch a show about strippers? Sure. What is happening?
This isn't about strippers anymore. That's the thing. It wasn't about the strippers anymore.
Yeah.
They didn't even show scenes of the club anymore. It was like they walk through the club and go to the back office, and then they'll show that, but that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, all right, well then.
But Bleak.
Thank you, stars. I'm just going to go back to watching Power, please.
Kanan and
yeah,
anything 50 Cent, I'll
watch it. Kanan, Raising Kanan season 2 came out a couple days ago, actually.
Oh, it has?
Yes, it's out.
Oh, okay. I knew it was coming out soon. I didn't know it already come out. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to watch
But yeah, Bleach. My biggest question is, Kingdom Hearts, one of the biggest crossover games other than Super Smash Brothers. Actually, nope. The biggest crossover video game as far as anime and Disney goes. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, so is Sora gonna get, you know, his little, like, is he gonna meet Ichigo and the gang? And is he gonna have to fight Aizen along with Sephiroth, along with Scar, along with Hades? Like, they have so many options with the world of Bleach in there now. Like, him and Ichigo fighting Sephiroth and Aizen with lightsabers for some reason. Darth Maul's there. He's chopped in half somewhere. Qui-Gon Jinn sliced in half, thrown down a pit. Oh, no. So, yeah, tons of options, but I'm excited. I mean, I feel like the main reason they put it on Disney Plus is because the whole Crunchyroll Funimation merger happened.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they were just like, we'll pick it up for you. Because it's been in development for a while, but I'm just like, okay, where are they going to put it? Because there was no news about bringing it to Funimation and Crunchyroll. Funny Roll, that's what we're going to call it, Funny Roll.
Did you hear, speaking of Disney Plus and Netflix, Disney Plus, I think this past quarter, just reported they had more added subscribers than Netflix.
Really?
So it's official, Netflix is pretty much out of there. Damn. Disney Plus is taking over.
Damn. Next thing you know, we're going to be like, all right, let's see what's on Disney Plus today. Game of Thrones, hold on.
Damn. Which is probably another reason why we had to sign that mature, because it's about to become more than just Disney movies. It's about to be a lot.
We're taking over.
No, really. They're taking over. It's about to be a lot of new shows and movies on Disney Plus.
All right, let's log into Disney Plus today. Power. Oh, Lord.
Raising Kanan.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see it. I read the final arc, like, I think I was in college when I finished reading Bleach. And that being said, they haven't released a single new episode since like 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They were just like, we finished the book. That's all we're going to do.
So these are going to be the first new episodes since 2014.
Yes. And it's the final arc.
Oh, so they had so much time to write this.
Uh-huh.
Get every scene right.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about, like, some of the newer, most animes try to stick to the base source. Sometimes it goes off the wall a little bit, and then they, you know, skip over some really important stuff to, like, in the source, and it just gets bad, and it's just like, nope, redo it. That's what happened with Full Metal Alchemist, and then they redid it and released Brotherhood, and it was perfect. Like, panel per panel, shot for shot, word for word.
Ah.
And most new animes today are, like, sticking to that formula. Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, they're all sticking to it because they're just like, well, the fans like it when we do what was originally written.
Yeah.
With no filler.
Right.
Because no filler episodes.
You fall in love reading it, so you want to see it reenacted. You don't want to see a whole new story with the same characters. Just a whole new story. So, yeah. That makes sense.
There was an episode of Naruto where Naruto had to fight a Naruto robot. And I was like, when? What is this?
It's a filler episode.
And God, One Piece just hit its 1,379th episode.
Wow.
Episode.
Oh my God.
And then the writer came out. The writer, like, now that that was done and everything, he was like, hey, y'all. Since 1992, he's been writing this, right? He was in an interview recently and was like, it was always my dream as a kid to write a comic book and, you know, get everything set up. And everybody was like, set up? What do you mean set up? And then he was like, oh, those 1,379 episodes? That was just the beginning. I'm like, what? Everybody was like, huh? Yeah, he was like, yeah, all that was just set up. Now I can tell you the real story.
Set up.
All that was just set up.
This,
like,
must be a quick story then. Like,
okay, hell
over
no.
1,000 episodes to set it up. And then it was like, so he punched the guy. Now you understand
he,
why.
He punched a guy. He's stretchy. He has sword best friend, thief best friend. He has a reindeer, a robot, a bitch with hands, a skeleton. And this is the setup. Like, Luffy has become a god. Like he, oh God, is too much to go into right now. Well, I will do a whole episode where I explain the lore of One Piece.
Okay, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, no, we'll
have to segment that out and make it its own episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be. That might be like 8 episodes, just me talking about it. So then they went to.
And at the last episode, you say, and that's just the setup.
Yeah,
that's when you tell you the real story.
Now give me like 3, 4, 18 years, and I'll come back with the rest of it. Oh my God! All right,
to stay in Disney Plus.
Yes, to stay on Disney Plus.
Something else came out recently. Yeah. Let's discuss it.
Yes, go on. Oh yeah, so. Did you watch Lightyear?
I watched it. What are your thoughts?
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. It was like the Toy Story references you got. Like, you're mocking me, aren't you? And, you know, him walking out narrating to himself. And she's like, are you narrating? He's like, it helps me think. Like,
but it wasn't the story, which I kind of liked and didn't like at the same time. It was the movie Andy watched to make him want a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Right. And I'm just like, so you're showing a child a toy having an interstellar life crisis. His best friend died in the first damn 25 minutes of the movie because he kept trying to finish the mission.
Yeah.
That was his best friend. And finish the mission, Buzz. He saw her have a whole life while he was just working on a mission day to day.
And he would go for what? Maybe
20 minutes, 30 minutes? He'd be gone for, quote-unquote, 4 minutes.
Oh, four minutes.
Yeah, like the mission, the runtime for the test the thing,
uh-huh.
The hyperspeed drive and all that jazz. was, yep, you're going to be gone for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And every time he came back, four more years. And then when the hyperspace thing actually worked, it was 20 years, I believe. Mm. When it actually worked, it was 20 years. So even more time lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. My favorite character in the movie, the cat.
The cat was a good one.
The cat
was a good character.
Like, Disney always gives us that little lovable animal companion. And
yeah,
that
they
cat,
always have that.
The, mm-hmm. It reminded me of the mean-ass robot from Rogue One.
I can see that.
I'm trying to save you. Do not resist. But
I like the part where he shot the dart at the guy, and Buzz was like, was that for me?
I bought you 5 minutes.
It's like, I bought you 5 minutes. I'm not answering. Confirming or denying that was for you.
But yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about it was,
yeah, what didn't you like?
It was a slow start to the movie. It was so slow. But then when you look back at the Toy Story movies, they all had a slow start to them. So I guess that kind of fell in line with their natural progression of their stories that they tell through their movies. But the overall story was great. Could it have been a real enactment versus animation? I think it could have been, because it was a little more realistic in what was happening. If you want
the real version of that, just watch Interstellar.
True. Ba-doom. True. It, because it wasn't really kid, I don't want to say
kid
friendly.
No,
it was
that was
friendly,
that was,
but
that,
it wasn't really focused
the story,
on children.
The story was not kid friendly.
Yeah,
like
no one, this
man,
kid wouldn't understand the concept of you watch your best friend live an entire life and die
while you're just
maybe
a few minutes old,
right? And maybe 20 minutes time,
right? Right. He like they had a whole. He watched his best friend have a whole life, and even have grandkids.
He met the grandkid
in the hologram. Kiki Palmer voice her.
Oh, that was Kiki Palmer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She did that and Nope.
Oh, we gotta talk about that. We'll yeah. But yeah, like I was like, this story is not for kids. And then older Buzz was like, oh, we gonna go back. I'll erase your entire life just so I can have my life back.
Yeah.
But then like I feel like the main baseline story of it was it's okay to ask for help. When you stop and think, he wanted to do everything by himself, and it just kept getting crap. Like everything he did just blew up in his face. But as soon as he started working with his team, everything kind of worked
into place. Yeah, right. I never looked at it like that. But they always have like that underlying story.
You got a friend in me.
They brought it full circle.
You got a friend in me. Oh my gosh. But yeah, like that was the whole point of the movie. Like, reach out. Make friends.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to tackle everything in life alone. And that's what Buzz was like. The main example of it, they were marooned on that planet because he didn't want to ask for help. If that rookie was on the other side of the control panel lifting up with him, none of that would have happened.
Yeah, they would have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But the rookie almost died just stepping off the
hey man, those roots are crazy. Like, and I love it how throughout the movie you just see them get used to it. Like, all right, I'm going over here. All right, I'm back. Let's go. Like that was funny. That made me laugh. That made me giggle.
Good. Yeah. But I agree, it wasn't really a kid's movie.
No. Like the underlying tones beneath that movie, like.
But their audience wasn't. I guess the audience grew. Their audience were kids when the first Toy Story came out.
My first Halloween costume, I was Woody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was my first
Halloween.
That was
the first movie I went to the movie theater to see, or at least that I remember.
Really?
Toy Story.
I think my first movie I went to, I was like, Mom, I want to go see this. It was Pokemon, the first movie.
Yeah. Yep. You've always been a Pokemon fan.
Yep.
That is true. What was I gonna say? What would you rate it overall?
As far as movies that have come out recently, I'm gonna give that a solid nine. Give that a solid nine. I would give it a 10, but they tried to kill the cat. So therefore, Roscoe
and his cats. I wouldn't give it that high.
Oh, yeah.
I would give it maybe a 6.5.
Really?
6.5. It was
you
so
really you really hate animated movies, don't you?
No, it's not that I hate animated movies. I like I said, Toy Story was always one of the movies that I enjoyed. I watched all of the Toy Stories. And then
all of them, even 3?
Even 3 and 4. Yes. I watched them all. Tears falling. It was a sad story.
Oh yeah.
The last two were kind of tear-jerking to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz Andy got older, he gave his toys away.
Mm.
They struggled to find an owner. They went to a playground and thought, oh, we'll always have kids here. And then kids just kind of ran through them. Oh, no, it was a daycare.
Yeah, went to a daycare.
They did go to a playground at one point.
Yeah, that was in 4.
Woody went to a playground.
And he found Bo Peep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bo Peep.
And forgot the names of her sheep.
Damn.
Sarge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, no. Sure. Uh-huh, yeah.
I've been missing you guys. We're girls.
And those two bears that were like, all right, here's the plan. And each plan was more and more violent to take out the caretaker. I'm like, yo!
Yeah, I like those movies. And then this one, to find out this is the movie Andy watched to determine that he wanted a Buzz Lightyear toy. I wouldn't have wanted a Buzz Lightyear after watching that. What about that said Buzz Lightyear is cool? It really wasn't the action figure Buzz Lightyear that I thought it should have been,
right,
based on the other movies. I thought Buzz would be out there doing backflips. He didn't put on his wings until the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah. It had to show the origin story.
He didn't fall with style at any point.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was little things that, like, I wanted my Buzz Lightyear to do if I were a kid to make me say, for Christmas, I want a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't get it through that movie. But it was a good movie, so I would give it a 6.5 just because I don't see Andy wanting that as his favorite toy. Because Buzz Lightyear became his favorite toy. But that movie didn't really sell Buzz. Didn't sell him to me.
Now they need to do a Woody.
You know, I was thinking they should probably do a Woody movie.
Disney Plus, if you're listening, please do it.
Do a Woody. And I feel like it was one more person that I wanted them to do a movie for.
Mr. Potato Head. Get Steve Harvey.
But we know the Mr. Potato Head story. He's a toy everybody knew. Buzz was a created toy.
Yeah.
He didn't really exist, really. Mr. Potato Head exists in the real world. So we know Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could do that movie.
Yeah, just go ahead.
You said, just Steve Harvey as the voice.
Show us potato salad.
Ding!
Oh, man. So, yeah. What else? What other movie came out recently?
There was another one.
You look disappointed.
It came, which was it?
Hulu.
Not Netflix. It was Hulu.
Hulu.
It was Hulu. It's a franchise. It's about an alien.
Would you say Predator?
Predator.
Man, okay. Prey. It's called Prey. It went from a Predator movie to a damn Assassin's Creed movie at once. I was like, damn!
Yeah,
that little girl was fucking them up!
When she attached that string to those axes.
Yeah, so the whole premise, I feel like the whole premise of the movie was adaptation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see her out in the field. Like, she's trying to throw it at the rabbits, ain't getting shit. And then she's like, what if what's really killing me is they get away from me because I got to go get my axe? What if get
my
the string?
Just come back to me.
Ha ha! So the whole movie is about being able to adapt to, like, certain circumstances and everything. Like, I mean, even the Predator was just like, oh, wow. I gotta change my game up. When he was fighting that bear, he was like, okay, I'm gonna wait for this thing to be distracted. Cause that bear tore him up.
Oh, yeah.
MVP. That bear.
I thought it was it for the Predator.
Oh, I was like, damn, this is about to be a short movie.
Whole new Predator. The bear.
Also, her older brother gave him the work too. Until he was like, oh, damn. And he just turned invisible. I was like, man, that's some.
Yeah, that was a little cheap.
Because he knew he was about to lose.
That was a cheap move.
That was cheap as hell.
If you want to really be a true hunter,
fight me.
Fight, straight up, yeah.
He was losing. He shot him with three arrows, slid by him, sliced him up, grabbed the arrow back, shot him again. I was like, damn!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He put in work.
Kudos to that guy. Like, and then, like, he sacrificed himself. Like, oh, he sees I'm the threat. You should run. Because the Predator just wants who's stronger.
Right.
And I feel like that's how she got away a lot.
Yeah. And we've already seen that in other movies. We saw that pretty much every Predator movie, he doesn't see the person that ultimately kills him as the
I don't know how the hell you can't see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a as a non-threat. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. I see maybe it. Not Arnold. He could walk into a room and be like, oh no, that's the Predator. We're prey now.
But I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was. I mean, there were slow moments. Mm-hmm. Also, the second MVP, the dog.
Go on.
I am. So, the dog was with her every damn step of the way. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, so-and-so, so-and-so got attacked by a lion. She's like, I'm coming with you. The dog was like, where we going? Mm-hmm. They were sitting, they were running from the Predator as they were investigating. And, like, she saw something get killed, and she ran, and then they saw the bear. And she was trying to shoot it, and her bow broke. And the dog was like, all right, you fix your bow. I'm going to distract the bear.
You got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. And the dog ran past the bear, and the bear was like, oh, no, I'm going to get you. And that gave her time to, like, fix the bow. And then she came down, and she was like, all right, where you at? And the dog was like, run, bitch, run!
Fuck the bear! Run!
That's something else in these woods. Oh, the hell on. No. And then, oh, my God, I thought the Predator was about to shoot the dog. Like, he had his arrows, like, pointed at the...
Because
the dog came, the dog knew that she was behind that tree. And the dog was like, all right. He just stood there like, shoot me, dog. Come on, just shoot me. And then the brother came and saved the dog.
Yeah.
Oh. And then in the final fight, the dog, like, hey, let's do our hunting trick. And, like, you see it early in the movie, like, when they heard something together. Like, the dog's on the left, she's on the right waiting to strike.
Yeah.
The dog, like, ran left with her axe string, and they came together. And I was like, that's a good damn dog.
That was a good dog. That was a good dog.
So, yeah, lovable animal. There we go.
Yeah, they always have one in the movies.
I swear, I was like, if this dog dies, I'm turning off my TV. I'm logging out of Hulu. I'm unsubscribing.
They would never do that.
Man, shit.
What movie has the pet, the lovable pet, died?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I don't know that movie.
No, it's not a movie. It's an anime series, but we'll go into that later.
Okay.
We can't go into it in this episode. It's one of those things where I just need to talk for a while.
8 episodes, and that's just the start.
And that's just the setup. Then his grandson comes, who's also a Joe star. Oh my God. Yeah, the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is quite bizarre.
That's why they gave it the name.
Yes. But let's see.
You want to talk about Groot and get up out of here?
Yeah, let's talk about Groot. I've seen one episode of it. I think they're like, what, 5 minute shorts or so?
Yeah, they're real short.
I was like, okay, are they not all in like.
I don't think they are, because when I watched it, I tried to turn it on and I realized how short it was. So I was like, okay, I can get through this. It was late. It was maybe like 11 o'clock on a weeknight. So I'm like, okay, I can get through this pretty quickly. It ends, and I'm like, where's the next one? Right. It didn't trail
into
the next.
You got to scroll over to the next one. I'm just like, okay, well, I'll get into this later.
Yeah, it didn't just start playing the next one like it should have. I don't get it. I don't see why they wouldn't do that.
That's a weird move, Disney Plus.
What did you think about the episode you saw?
It was cute. It was cute. Just him, like, trying to break out of the pot.
Yeah.
Like,
Groot learns to walk his first step or something like that. Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how this is going to tie into
everything. That
was my
next question to you. Is this even a part of the story?
I don't even know. We're going to have to get Chris on that one.
Yeah, because I only saw the first episode.
Right.
But it didn't seem like that would be anything that would ultimately tie into the Guardians of the Galaxy. But they do have a new movie coming out, right?
Yeah, the Christmas special and then 3, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's in the place of if it does tie up to the story in some way, it's being aired in the perfect time for it to tie into the movies that are coming.
Right.
But I don't see it doing it with it being such a childish, quick 5 minute.
Right. Movie. Unless something significant happens in like 3 episodes, like I don't know where it's gonna go.
But it could be like WandaVision, where WandaVision didn't seem like it was much of anything to start the first episode, and then after that, it just blew off the wall. It just takes off.
As soon as Monica Rambeau got like, not Monica.
Yeah, Monica. It was Monica Rambeau. She got kicked out of the.
As soon as she got kicked out and she was outside and the police showed up, we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, okay.
We'll see.
It has the potential of tying to the story and adding to the story. But right now, I don't see it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, the producer.
Hey! And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
No.
Please?
Okay.
The fuck?
One, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host, Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You are so high, Chris.